Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
When you think about that,
we can't see.
Ducks are pretty smart.
Oh, they're smart.
Go to a deer feeder and pick up corn.
But they're not allowed to, just a deer feeder. I don't know why they ate it. The bag clearly said deer corn.
Yep. That's right. Not duck corn.
It don't make sense to me. Why do people put deer corn on it? Why does it not just say corn?
I don't know.
This deer corn, guaranteed not to be eaten by hogs, squirrels, birds, anything else. Just deer.
That's right.
Deer.
That's raccoon corn, if you ask me.
You put this out, deer will eat right here. That's what I don't understand.
Hey, look.
Marketing.
I was looking at that feeder yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get a picture.
Gluten-free?
Of this doe
with
her nose stuck up in there by that spinner.
Uh-huh.
Now, all my spinners are bent down.
She in there wedging it open. They hungry, man.
They probably all poured out at one time.
Imagine what you used to do before you got diagnosed with a deer. You wouldn't go stick your nose in that refrigerator?
Well, heck yeah. But
I was about to say, how you get to the bottom of that ice cream cup? Now, you just got to get in there.
One bite at a time.
I guess so. Well, she taught this little old buck how to do it, too. She's a bad influence.
My favorite ones are the raccoons, because you can tell one of them one of them slicker than the rest. He'd get up there, he'll spin it for everybody.
No, I fixed that. I put Vaseline on the legs.
Did that work?
They couldn't climb it.
Did you get to watch that?
Huh?
Can't climb it.
Did you get to watch that?
The what?
Did you get to watch the raccoons?
Oh, I got pictures of them.
I'd pay good money to watch raccoons trying.
They was trying
climb
to climb
a greased up pole. I think that'd just be funny.
I'd pay good money to watch Goblin try to climb a greased up pole. So.
People pay good money to watch people try to get like $100 off of a greased pole.
Yeah,
give me my 20%, I'll climb a pole.
Oh, greased? Hey, right now at the stage he's at, I bet you put a Christmas tree cake on top of that pole. Goblin get there.
He'll get there somewhere.
How much you want to bet? Look at it.
I'll shoot it down.
I was about to say, weapons.
Just start 18 cake.
I've seen his truck. He'd just pull the whole pole straight to the ground.
Just gone. Gonzo. Well, we're back. Welcome. I don't know how we got started.
We started.
Yeah, we got started.
On that stinking deer corn, boys.
Deer corn.
Well, I killed two ducks this morning that were full of corn. I don't know where in the world they got it, but.
I got it from the corn feeder.
They didn't get it from me.
Right.
I was just like,
They didn't read the bag that said deer corn.
What if you have one that you shot and the game warden comes up and he's got corn in his crop? Can they stick you?
No. He'd have to see where you hunted.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was scared to death I'd get a ticket.
Yeah.
I really was. I was like, even though we didn't put out any corn, there is no corn on our property. There's some weird law about zone of influence and all of that when people start baiting fields. But, you know, I mean, ducks feed up to 50 miles away. So, like, here's what I'll tell you. Them two ducks had been eating wherever they wanted to. And all I heard was this. And I look up and I'm like, huh. Mm. And I went, cat, cat, cat. And they turned and they lit in a decoy. Is that fast?
And then they got killed.
I shot them both in one shot sitting in a decoy.
There you go. Hey.
Just
efficiency.
Good morning.
Efficiency. 28 gauge, one shot, two kills.
28 gauge.
Call it good.
There you go.
Yeah, I got a new one, Si.
Oh.
You ain't seen my new toy. I just got it.
Oh. You like it?
Oh, I love it. You can shoot a 3-inch shell out of a 28 gauge now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. But no, I saw them when they were coming in, I said, boy, them suckers right there. Their necks were swole out to here, like just way out. And you can see it, you know, if you duck hunt as much as we can, you can tell when the duck's full of food.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking, I'm like, man, them sucker got them some rice. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and he wants to go one place.
Yeah.
Where he can sit.
He needs to sit and take a big gulp of water because I'm full up. And he sat and he took a big gulp of tungsten. And
he gone.
That was all that. But when I walked over, I was like, yeah, I grabbed him right there, and I was like,
acorns?
That ain't rice. I was has he been eating little red oak acorns, a little small water oak or willow oak or something? So, you know me, inquiring minds, I went, ooh.
That's yellow gold.
I said, ooh. And then I felt his girlfriend, and she had it too. So I said, well, they've been together till death do us part.
Yeah, that's what Eve did.
Yeah.
Led Adam astray.
There you go.
I think she was fine on the food. The water's what got her on this one.
Yeah.
The water and wanting to be with friends. That was a bad deal for her. But, there you go. It's the end of duck season. We got, what, about 5 more days left? That's it. Yeah.
Not many.
It's almost done with. So.
Not many.
And then it's like the saddest time of year because generally February is so cold and so wet. You can't fish. You can't do nothing. You just sit inside. Football season's over. It ain't March, so you can't watch basketball. So, really, there ain't a whole lot going on except for Valentine's Day.
And if you go to the duck hole, then it looks like you got the hottest hole in the world.
There you go.
Yeah, they come from everywhere.
Si, you reckon I should get Brittany a pair of them glasses for Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
I think she would like them.
Do you?
Yeah.
How do I look in them?
Everything up here is more brighter.
More brighter. That'd be bad if I take my hat off.
It's good and clear.
It's good and clear.
Good and clear.
And if you got a food plot that's not really green, with these, when you look at it, it turns real green.
Instant fertilizer.
Instant.
He's got a sunny pair of glasses there. He looks through the whole life.
What'd you do this weekend, old man? Anything?
Laid around and rested.
Rested, he said.
What'd you watch on TV?
Westerns. The new channel.
Well, that's a given.
Grit.
There's a new channel?
Yeah, Grit.
They've been around a while.
Not new, maybe new to you.
Well, it was new to me because my wife has been slashing all the TV.
Oh, he ain't going nowhere for a month now.
Oh, no.
He got to watch everything.
It's just continuous Westerns, and, you fast forward them through the commercials. Yeah, so, no. And these are old, and it tells you, what year they was made. Because I watched one the other night, Willie Nelson, Barbossa.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah. Mm. It was a good
one. The singer?
Yeah.
You fast forward through the commercials?
Yeah.
I thought that was your
favorite. How do you know them all then?
I'm just saying, well, hey.
What are you going to spend all your fortune on if you're not watching commercials?
Yeah. How'd you ever find those glasses?
No more box. Yeah. He ain't fast forward.
Yeah, I fast forward to him.
Now
that I can see it, don't take just a glimpse.
But when Ellicott's
got any of them steak knives?
Not yet.
Si, now that he's fast forwarding through commercials, is really going to be rich. We thought he had money before, and he was blowing it on stuff like Battle Vision.
So is it true, like, you can still retain the commercials as you fast forward to them? Do you know what commercials just went by?
Probably so.
Yeah.
I've watched so much, yeah.
I would imagine the Grit advertising is probably a very distinct
towards.
Well, it's probably, yeah, yeah.
Imagine there's a lot of Medicare Part B plans being talked about on there.
They know their audience. They know their audience for sure on Grit.
Yeah, parts A, B, C, and D.
They're selling gun holsters and Medicare.
And Silver Eagles.
Yeah.
Because it's a good investment, man. I love marketing people. They make me giggle. Oh, Goblin, what about you? Oh, you went deer hunting last night.
Went deer hunting, yeah.
Miss Paula didn't strike?
No, we've been close so many times.
Hey, Paula's becoming a star.
Paula Goblin?
Yeah.
No, she's always been a star.
Oh, no, yeah, but I'm talking about sitting on a deer stand. She's rapping now, songs.
Oh, yeah. That's old Buddy Clark.
Oh.
Sending that stuff.
Oh, I was like, Paula get to rapping. I ain't ever seen that, but I'm interested. Yeah.
They got that app that makes your pictures move.
She's a good lip singer. Mm.
Can't touch this.
That's that. She just got hammered down.
I know that song.
You ain't ever told her that.
Uh-uh. Ever.
I know better than that. No, not never. Unless it was your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't touch him. God was ticklish.
You don't like your feet to be touched?
He ticklish.
I'm ticklish. On my feet.
Are you going?
Well, I done got better. I done got better at it.
You done got. How do you know that you've gotten better?
Because she took me to one of them people works on your feet, where they do them. They paint them your fingernails.
You went and got your toenails painted?
No,
he just got a pedicure.
Is that what it's called?
You got your feet washed and scrubbed.
You soak in them in the water, and then they come and then they take this. Oh man, it looks like a cheese grater.
Yeah, Brittany did that to herself yesterday.
With a cheese grater?
Uh-huh. And then she come hopping in there because she done got a little too close to that big toe, took a little meat off.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's.
Yep. Uh-oh.
You can blood trailer walking through the house. I said, dadgum, I found deer with less blood in
there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you just got the bottom of your feet shaved off the other day?
Oh, they do all kind of stuff. They clip your toenails.
I was wondering what.
And they wash your feet. Yeah.
Is that the one where they got like fish in the water to like clean your feet? And
I ain't never seen no fish.
Stuff off of it?
Yeah, nibble on dead skin cells.
I ain't never seen them.
Did you give them a tip?
I don't know. Paula paid.
It looks
for all
like
that.
A wood file.
I would hope that whoever
got Godwin's feet
got tipped.
Well,
he don't ever wear shoes.
Well, he's got pretty feet though.
I do. Just ask me, I'll tell you.
Pretty feet, Godwin.
They look like his tabletop.
Yeah.
Very flat.
It's
pretty neat. Paula, she's so excited that I go with her, you know.
Is she?
That's a tip, boys. Do what your woman wants all summer. She'll leave you alone in the winter.
So Godwin goes and gets pedicures.
Yeah.
Can I go
like it.
Can I go with you next time?
Sure. Come on. They'll make fun of you like they
I would feel like a horse. That's going to the
You'll feel like one.
No, I'm serious. What's the guy that does horse?
Look, this is something I did.
The horseshoe maker?
Hey, time out.
What?
Let's take a break.
Take a break.
I got a feeling wherever we're going, because Godwin said, now here's what I did. I need to know more. So we'll be back right after.
What pedicures right with the duck call ring.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunching?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
That's it. Yeah, I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with Snack Kings.
What you got?
By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Hey,
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was
good.
A bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, Jump organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango.
Almonds.
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nut. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nut.
They're delicious.
I don't think my wife gets pedicures.
So Godwin, What did you do? You left us with, here's what I did.
Well, Si, finish what you saying. What was you saying about
that? I'm trying. What is it, a farrier? Is that what's called? A guy that does horses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Takes care of horses' hoofs and puts shoes on them. Yeah. Because he's always following them and then tacking them and all that kind of stuff, y'all. I'd feel like an animal.
A farrier.
Yeah. Well, the first time I went, I was looking at all this stuff, like, because they got their little deal and they unroll it and they got all kind of sharp tools.
Oh, no, yeah.
And you're thinking, this ain't going to be good.
Yeah.
And they got these look like wire pliers where you cut, and they go down
beside. Like side cutters?
Yeah. But look.
He said wire pliers.
They go down beside. They don't go across like your toe. They don't go across your toe. They go this way. And you're thinking, that's fixing to hurt.
Wait a minute.
But you never feel it. They put some kind of, they got this squeeze bottle of stuff, and they squeeze it on your toe, and they rub it in a minute, and I don't know if it deadens you.
I fix that. Sounds like they're numbing
but it looks
sound like
it,
you're numbing their toes, your toes.
It looks like it ought to hurt, but it don't.
Well, they can spear you, and then you're just sitting there.
Okay, see, the first time she done it, she clipped off her, and she showed it to me like she got a trophy or something. She said, your toe hurt now? I said, no. And then she kept on rubbing my feet. And then they had this kind of scrub lotion they put on. And they scrubbed your ankles and your feet and all this. And
no, it was I think I'll pass on that.
Look, then she took out the first time. Then she took out the cheese grater.
No.
And I said, this is sure enough going to hurt.
That's the thing that scared me because when I watched the lady.
You don't feel it. It did. She does this, and there's 8 pounds of meat on it.
No, that's why I'm saying.
Good way to lose weight, Godwin.
No, that's why I'm saying. For the one I was watching, it looked like I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
It gets wood, shaves wood. She had something like that, grabbed the lady's foot, put it on her knee, and then was just on the bottom of her feet. And, I mean, there was skin flying everywhere.
That's that cheese grater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't going
to. You're thinking, she's bound to get down to the quick here in a minute.
I'm out.
Nothing ever happened.
I've always wondered, is the quick a technical term, or is that just something us rednecks say?
I don't know.
Do you know what
quick is
about?
When you get down and the blood
starts blood. Yeah,
yeah, it hurts.
Yeah,
it hurts.
It hurts. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I always wonder if that's because you stop that quick.
But let me tell you, when she gets that thing on the bottom of your feet and you ticklish.
No.
Yeah, you go to squirming.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, see, that's what Brittany said yesterday. She said, you ought to try this. I said, my feet, I'd kill somebody if
I'm a fix that.
When you ticklish and you jerking, you trying to jerk your foot away from her, and she's like, no, you ain't going nowhere. <me back."
laughs> I'd be like a mule. You'd be there, and then you'd be flying.
I bet you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I bet I would, because I ain't going to do that.
Here's what I know for certain. When it comes to strengthening legs, Godwin got you beat.
Let me tell you.
And if she can't get if Godwin can't get his little stump away from her, you ain't getting them little chicken legs away from her. I can guarantee you that.
A woman that sits there and does that 8 hours a day, one right after another, you ain't getting away from her.
Well, number one, I won't have to because I ain't going to.
I'm telling you, once you get through the terror of doing it one time,
I kind of feel like we need to
do a
duck call
I'll pay for it. We going.
Can I do it with my socks on?
No.
No.
Hey,
what I'll do, and I'll give them
I can see the title now. Uncle Si gets a pedicure.
No.
It's a hit.
I'm going to have a stand-in for me.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
You already got safety glasses on. You ain't going to get no shrapnel.
He's going to need safety glasses. It's going to be like Dumb and Dumber.
No. Because I'm going to let Phil go.
Phil Robertson?
Phil Robertson go. Yeah. Because, hey.
Of all the things we can talk you into. You got him to
answer the phone. Quit while you're ahead.
I want to see what they're going to do with them mud grips he's got called feet.
Yeah.
Because he's got the worst looking feet in this world.
If we could get Phil Robertson to go get a pedicure.
No, it ain't happening.
First of all, we're going to have to.
That would be filmable, and hey, it would be what? Epic.
First of all, we're going to have to call DeWalt.
World class.
See if they can send some 20-volt brushless. Because
got to get a grinder.
We're going to have to do something to soften it up. That water ain't enough.
Hey, but look,
it all looks like it's going to hurt. But once it's over with, your feet feel so good, you're like.
He's the only man I know that, hey, can go up a muddy hill and not slip.
He got cleats built in.
He's got mud grips.
Yeah, they ain't much of a cleat. They're more like a spike on the side.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, he's got mud grips.
If he walked up to you and kicked you with the side of his big toe, that, you won't talk about hurts.
Oh, that reminds me of my aunt.
He always said he could get up a hill quicker than anybody.
That reminds me of my aunt. She didn't kick you. But every time you ate a meal at her house, she's going to pinch the blood out of somebody at the table.
Ooh. Pinch them?
Yeah. She would, her big toe and the next one to it.
With her feet?
With her two toes, the big toe and the other one.
Why ain't she got no shoes on at dinner?
The woman didn't
flush. Why you want to wear shoes anyway?
Hey, this is.
You people wild, man.
No, this is a, I got my sure quirks, enough, country girl. Okay, she don't wear shoes.
What would she say about your glasses?
She'd like them. Yeah, yeah.
We're still on them.
But she would.
I can't not. I'm sitting here staring at
it. She would cut you with them big toe, and that next toe.
Are we really going to all go get
I don't think
I'll do it. I'll do it in a heartbeat.
I don't know that I can.
It's the first time that terrorizes you.
I don't like people looking.
Look, I'll be sitting there.
Do they have blindfolds? I mean, I think I'd be more in tune if I couldn't see what was going on.
Now you
got to
watch what's going on.
No, I can't.
Because you're going to think, man, that's going
to
hurt.
Because the reaction of me is going to be to kick. Now, again, I agree. Your leg's going to be stronger than mine, but my first reaction is going to be stop that right now.
I just don't
It's never going to get to that point unless you're ticklish.
I'm very ticklish on my feet. Very ticklish. That's why God put them all the way
down
there.
The second time, my left foot.
That's why he put them 6'4" away from me.
My left foot is more ticklish than my right foot.
So does that mean you're right-brained if you're left-footed? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Godwin's also learning about himself through this process.
Yeah, because I can stand it. I mean, it tickles, but I can stand it. But on that left one moves.
That left one moves, y'all.
Yeah. And they laugh at you and they talk, but they talk in their language. You can't understand them. So you don't know if they talk about you or not.
Hey, they are.
They talk in toenail.
Yeah.
That's what they're talking.
But they laughing and giggling.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
I got super ugly toenails, though. I don't like looking at them.
You won't when you leave her.
I still would.
That's right. They'll get rid of. They'll get rid of.
Mine are like weird and small. I don't want people looking at my
face. Size over here just going to bat for me. No, he's like, no, I need a stand in.
No. Oh, I ain't going.
How about this? I'll do it if you do it.
He's scared.
Hey, I'm scared.
Hey, look, you get an ingrown toenail, don't go to the doctor. Go there.
Hey, look, you're talking about a cheese grater, okay? This boy eats a lot of cheese.
Well, it's not sharp.
Oh, hey. Yeah, it is sharp.
It's mild cheddar.
Anything at all.
Probably put you a plate of lasagna down there. They just top it off for you.
I'm telling you. Yeah, they top it off.
Man, I was like the person at
the
tonight. They
like the person at the Olive Garden, son.
You're cheese or without.
Well, I tell you do look down there and think, that come off my foot.
I don't think I got a lot of excess skin
see,
on
my here.
Oh, yeah, you do. You just don't know it.
I think here's my one.
And it gets worse as you get older.
My one thing with them.
Look at there. Yeah.
That's a pretty foot.
I'm going to have
about
to be,
a pound off of that.
I'm trying to lose weight, so.
Oh, it'll, yeah.
I'm going to have to go first, like as soon as the place opens.
No, we'll go.
Because the fact if I wait till like 2 o'clock and think of all the foot shrapnel that's been in there. Like I can't, I mean, that's like being, fourth in a hot tub.
A little liner they put in there.
I'm not talking about in there. I'm talking about in the plate. Like,
well, they put fish skin, in a bucket and have them chew stuff off my feet. I'll do that.
I've never seen that.
That one's the only one that interests me.
No, but I bet you could offer it at the honey hole in the shiner tank.
Hey, I'm going to get some shiners and put them
in. Well, just go sit in there and put your feet in the shiner tank.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Or just invite them and let them do your feed over the Shiner's tank.
Oh,
my God. No way they feed the Shiner.
Well, let's think about what we're doing, and we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. Godwin, big time. Godwin, but see, it makes sense, because I know one of Godwin's best friends is Al. And Al been getting pedicures. Al read that part of the Bible where they's washing feet, and Al said, I need to get in on that.
Al's a big pedicure guy?
I didn't know he done that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Brittany has sent me pictures of Al in the nail salon.
By himself?
Huh.
No, Lisa's generally okay. There. Generally.
Oh, yeah, I ain't going generally. By myself. I just can't do it, go by myself.
Yeah, you're
going. Well, I'll go with you, though.
A buddy system?
Yeah.
I like your reasoning. Paula likes going. You find something you can do with her, and then I dig that.
I just can't. It seems like torture.
No, it ain't.
I know. I'm not saying that.
Unrolls that tool bag, you're going to think torture.
See,
it ain't.
I need one of them masks that you put on a plane.
You need one of them horse blinders.
And I need one of them pillars, and I just sit there and just think happy thoughts.
Oh, they got you a vibrating chair.
A what?
A vibrating chair. It's got all kind of knobs.
Oh, they giving you
buttons.
A massage.
So they surround
doing
you.
All
that. Oh, yeah. You're sitting
there. I get it. I get it now. They surround you with all sorts of distractions to keep you from what's really going on.
I must
which
say
is
this.
Like some Criminal Mind stuff on your feet.
You know what they definitely have in their bathroom, though? A bidet.
I ain't never been in there.
He ain't never been in there. He's just having
I quit going.
He's just going. He's just going with the pedicure.
He said, "You can touch my feet. Keep that hose thing away from me."
Yeah.
Well, that was a wild ride.
I just never know.
Never
had goblin pedicure.
That's what you did this weekend?
No.
Oh.
I need to go, Lou.
How many times would you say you do this? I'm just curious. Every other month, or like,
I don't know.
Do you get any polish on your toes?
No.
Any clear?
Oh, like, they asked you.
Do they?
Yeah. I said, no, I don't want nothing on there. She said, well, some men do. I said, not this man.
Not this man.
What?
We should get it together and then write out a message across our 20 toes. Well, you do have 10, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if you.
That makes
sense. Five on each side.
Well, hey, why not make them pretty? If you're going to do that, you might as well say, go ahead and paint them too.
Oh, they party when they leave. Party enough.
No. You got to go. Hey, if you're going to do it, go the full route.
No.
This coming from a man that said he ain't going.
And I ain't going.
Listen to him.
But I will try to get you to go all the way.
Yeah, see, that's a problem. Me and Si, if we'd have grown up together, I'd be dead and he'd be sitting there laughing.
Yeah, because he'd be making you do it.
Yeah, he'd say, now you ought to try that. Okay.
Go ahead and grab it.
Yeah, watch this. Right. Yeah.
Well, no. So,
what would it take for you to get a pedicure? Can we offer something?
No.
Like a certain amount of fans say yes?
No, I better not go there. No.
I ain't going to say yes. Silas Merritt, you need to do it.
No.
Like if we
you
get.
You brought up the word.
You go at one time and you'll go back. It's like
laying
potato chips. You can't do it one time.
I'm seeing this woman and she's got a big, it's a like a fowl that they would use on a horse's hoof.
Oh, you're just remembering Dumb and Dumber. That's for the movie.
Yeah, no fowls involved.
Si, if we
it is. I've seen they got a fowl. They've turned their feet upside down. And then they just like a wood shaver. And I mean, the dry skin is just flying.
I must be going to the good ones.
Every time she goes that.
Si.
What?
If we get 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, will you go?
No.
100,000.
That's a stadium.
If we get 100,000.
No.
Why not?
Because y'all going to want to film it.
Okay. No. Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, we ain't doing this.
We got to have something to talk about at your funeral.
Okay.
We can all say, you remember that time?
You remember the day that Si got a pedicure?
So not 100,000, 105,000.
You'll go back if you do it one time.
120,000.
Well, I want the works if I go.
Well, ain't put some clear on there, buddy.
Done. We'll do it. What color you want them?
I've seen a lot of women that have their fingernails, got each one of them different colors, and even got some fabulous designs on them.
Okay.
Just
done.
Hey, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it all the way. Boy.
Done. Sold.
We're going tomorrow.
I'm busy.
Hey, that's awful quick. What about Wednesday?
Let me see. What kind of animals could I have them put on my toenails?
Well, a giraffe. Animal.
Oh.
In a, no.
Giraffe, zebra, no, black panther.
No, hey, you couldn't get that on my toenail. My toenail ain't the size of my little finger.
Oh, that big
toe? I've seen that big toe.
Right.
What is happening right now?
Well, it sounds like we're going to get pedicures. And Si's getting old MacDonald and, across his nails.
That's right. And I'm going all the way, paint and all.
Just to tell me when to show up.
I ain't doing the paint.
I'm
wait a minute, hold it.
That's I'm keeping my socks on.
No, that's part of it. Everybody's got to go all the way.
I've been doing this for 2 years.
I don't care if you've been doing it for 20 years. You fix to get it all the way.
Godwin, I'm in. I'll get everything I got painted.
Look, here's what you'll
if
do.
If it means that man.
They'll bring in, they'll do what dentists do. They'll bring in laughing guys to make it a good experience.
Well, there are them that serve like wine and rosé and stuff. Right. We can go get half
go
buzzed
the
or something.
Gas. I like a party. Let's have a laughing party.
Now we're doing drugs.
Have a show called Laugh In.
Does that make you laugh, taking laughing gas?
Yeah.
Unless
you're the Grinch.
I ain't never.
Now, the Grinch could, they could give it to the Grinch and kill him with it. He still wouldn't laugh.
The Grinch's heart grew 4 sizes that day.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen it? Oh, Cindy Lou got him, huh?
Cindy Lou, boy.
Are we really going to do this?
Testing.
Absolutely, we're going
to. I need to know I need to look up reviews of this place. I got a lot of questions.
I don't care. I think most of them are BYOB. We'll just go to Goblin's place. He's got a guy, a guy, girl?
I ain't having no dude touch my
face. I ain't never been to the same place twice.
I got a lot of questions now.
No, this is kind of like your home field toy. Need a place you got confidence
We'd have to ask Paula.
Okay. You've never been to the same one twice and you've been going for 2 years? This is a very small town.
Not out in Calhoun. That's just a joke, I think.
No, I ain't. I don't think I have.
You just go whatever's got availability?
Wherever she pulls into, we go in. I trust her.
That's like Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I hate everything about this.
Some consistency built into this model. This scares me.
Oh, now you're going to back out.
I'm not going back out. I just said it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm running out. Oh, there's one right beside the honey hole.
And you didn't even know it.
Yeah, no, I did. My mom goes down there sometimes.
Big Jan goes there?
We'll go there.
My dad doesn't, but my mom does.
Big Dave's out.
Oh, Dave got to go with us.
Let me go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, let me tell you how peer pressure works on David Owen.
Yeah, it don't.
He owns a tackle shop. That's all you got to know.
No, it don't.
He's the one doing the pressuring.
Now Beth's sending me different places.
Oh, we got options.
We can paint at this one? What?
There's one that's got like rosé all day or something. I've seen the ads.
Yeah. Oh, I think this.
Look.
And I'm not a rosé drinker, but if somebody's tickling my feet, I may be.
If you get the laughing gas, you will be.
I'm going to need
Between that and the complimentary Xanax I hope they give you, we'll be all right. You know, I don't
have it.
I'm seriously going to have to be blindfolded. Okay. If I see them break out a tool set and go towards my feet, I'm out.
Them a little tote bucket.
That's like a mental hurdle I'm not going to be able to jump.
This place has 6 chairs, but I don't think Stone's coming with us.
No, you ain't got to worry about it.
We can ask him out. Willie might go.
Phillip's probably already got a reservation.
Phillip's probably got a person that he goes to all the time.
Yeah. I'll bring Brittany. Get somebody to watch the boys. That'd be fun.
I'll watch the boys.
No. Not a chance. I may have to take them. Talk about rough, giving a dadgum 3-month-old a manicure and a pedicure. I wonder if they do.
I'm looking at his fingernail.
Yeah, I was looking at my fingernail.
What color do I want?
Well, there's some redneck gentlemen on the Google reviews at this place. He's wearing an NWO shirt. So,
New World Order?
Yeah, I think we'd fit in here.
That's probably not where I want to go.
That's a tattoo parlor you got up right there.
That is 100%.
I'm going to say that our nail salons probably aren't overly bougie in Monroe, West Monroe, but I'd like to go to the most expensive.
If you're going to do it, you might as well have the best.
That's how I feel about tattoos for sure. Right. Like, I want this to cost a lot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up with my kid's name on my chest.
Yeah.
In different fonts.
I was with you on the one though in Vegas.
That one was expensive.
Yeah, I was with you on that one.
Okay, the best reviewed one, Glamorous. Nope, TC. Where's this at?
Is this all?
I mean, there's 150,000 of these things in this town.
Yeah, there's as many of them as there are donut shops and chicken places. They all have a common denominator. I'll let you determine what that is.
What?
Huh?
I don't know what we're doing.
I don't know. Figure it out during the break. We'll be back right after here. Wow. So we're going to get pedicures. That's awesome.
Yay!
Allegedly.
No, I'm in.
I mean,
but if I do it without Brittany, I'm in major trouble.
I'm right with
mega trouble.
I don't think Allison gets them.
Really?
I don't think so.
I know Brittany does. Brittany likes getting it done. I try to make sure she gets it done about every other week.
Every other week?
It's expensive.
What?
It's a very good investment on your marriage, though. Trust me on that. Godwin's right on that one. I've just never gone with her. Most of the time, I just send her. Like, hey, why don't you go get your nails done?
And them guys come in, and they come in with their girlfriends and their wife, and they sit by the door.
I ain't going to do that.
I got way better stuff to do.
If I'm going to take the time to go there, you put me in that chair.
I ain't waiting.
And that person behind the desk always say, look, see, man. And they try to get them to come do it.
I love Godwin's accents. They're fantastic. Godwin, real question. You've had this done a lot of different places. Is it a healthy mix of men and women that work on your feet, or is it like mostly women or men or?
Yeah, I've had both of them work on.
Okay. I'm just curious. I don't know the dynamics.
It's just who's available.
I've just never been into any of that type of stuff. Like, I don't want to go get a massage either. I hear those are nice, but I don't want people touching me.
I did it one time.
A massage?
A double would Paula.
Couples massage.
Yeah, couples massage.
I got a
massage. We was on vacation.
Down at Ramon's Island.
It felt pretty good.
What?
Ramon.
In Belize. Belize.
Oh, when you went down there.
Yeah.
In Belize.
Yeah.
Were you a contestant on The Bachelor?
This lady literally had me moaning and yelling.
You need to keep going.
Okay.
No.
I need you to clarify.
Yeah, finish the story, bro.
Because look, she would put her elbow.
Okay.
Some muscle that was knotted up.
Yeah.
And then she would literally chase it all over my body.
And boy, that sounds nice.
And what were you doing?
No. Deep and fishing. I was yelling. Because it hurt.
Okay, boys.
No. Oh, after I got through. No. Whoa. After I got through. I felt like I was about 25.
I thought you were only 14 anyway.
Well, he's matured.
He's trapped in his old body.
He's matured the last couple of years.
How's
that? Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty good. We got to do it.
I guess we're doing it.
We might as well, let's wait till after duck season.
Yeah, you don't want to get them all messed up. I hope they forget.
I ain't going to forget. I mean, we only got to make it a week.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that way we can book the place, like reserve.
Oh,
spot.
No.
Is it BYOB or can you buy it there?
I have no idea. But
real question.
Can it be like after 6?
No, it's got to be early in the morning. I'm not going after 25 people that have been through there.
We're going first thing in the morning?
Yeah, hopefully they've cleaned.
Here's the better idea.
They're all clean.
Okay,
hopefully they clean it. And then we'd like to tell them.
I think I got a great idea.
You never know anything's happening.
I think I got one.
Go ahead.
What if we, how long does a pedicure take? 52 minutes?
I don't know.
What if we shoot a whole episode while getting a pedicure?
That's what I said. Yeah, take the headsets and everything.
Hunter, look into it.
We're going to have to mute me because I got a feeling, unlike Godwin, who's mind over matter, I think when they get on my feet, I'm going to be.
I just don't want anybody to look at my feet. You can touch them. I don't want you to look at them.
Your feet make a lot of money.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of them people out there.
When they
son.
Get through with them, you'll be a foot model.
That's what I'm talking about.
By me.
Unless by models, he means private screenings on the internet. Hey, you never know.
I could be a shoe model.
They may let you walk the red carpet.
I have nice ankles.
After doing your feet.
I just wonder what's really hidden up under size neoprene shoes he's been wearing for like 7
years.
Oh,
I got beautiful feet now.
Do you?
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I have got beautiful feet. I've had plenty of women tell me that.
So they've known you well. They've known you well enough to look at your feet.
Hey, well, I'm just saying.
Has one told you that in the last 20 years?
Well, no. Of course.
Oh my goodness!
When has a woman seen your feet in 20 years?
My wife.
Oh.
And she says, "Man, Si, your feet.
Hey,
thumbs up."
Me and Brittany have a pretty strong rule: don't ask either one of us to do nothing to either each other's foot. Like,
Oh, I gotta get
you got a splinter in there? No, get that yourself. Here, I'll hold the mirror, but that's where that stops. I ain't touching it. Like,
My wife makes me give her foot rubs all the time.
Oh, absolutely not.
But she also has to have socks on. Oh. She don't want me to. I'm cool with that. I got socks on.
Socks on foot rub, maybe, yeah.
Martin said, nope, no foot rubs.
Hey, but that's both sides of our marriage. Like, I don't ask her to do mine. She don't ask me. I did rub her feet when she was pregnant. Some, because she was just like, can you please? And yeah, or she's pregnant. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She's carrying twins in there. Yeah,
Feet grow?
I don't know.
Rumor has it, when you have a child, your feet grow like a size.
Well, then I would suspect hers grew quite a bit because she had two children up in
there. I don't know. This is what my wife says. But her
just feet from the swelling?
I don't know.
They just get longer, wider? I don't know.
Beats me.
I can't speak to that. I haven't paid that close
attention. I ain't never had a kid.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Okay, I don't know. It's just something my wife said.
Yeah.
Polish toes? I'm in. Let's do it. Let's do it after duck season.
I'm going to show up.
Si, are you
I'm
in?
I'm going to be happy.
He's in.
Let's make it a Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's a good theme. That's the colors we can get.
Oh, make it a Mardi Gras.
Oh, we can have purple, yellow, green, gold. Oh, yeah. Laissez-les bon temps roulet, baby. Yeah, let's roll. Let's do it. Look, Johnny D is very uncomfortable.
I'm
right
so
now.
Uncomfortable with the fact that not only they're gonna one person for me looking at my feet I don't really like,
and then we're all gonna see.
They won't. Even
and then we're gonna put it on the internet, and it's gonna be like that episode of Duck Dynasty again. And
they won't
really didn't like people looking all at my feet.
They won't
and
even
zoomed in on them.
Well, that's just because back in you couldn't see your feet. Now you can.
That's true. I don't like the way they look. That's why I put cool shoes on.
Once they got uncovered, you were like,
that's why he wears Nike.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with the email section right after this.
We're back.
We're in the inbox. hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. Keep dropping us a line unless you want to call us names or something. Then why waste the time?
There's only one.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have responded to it.
You really shouldn't have. Kenny, we're looking at you, son.
It takes different strokes to rule the world.
We understand. We understand you're from Tampa. It's a bad year, Brady. I mean, he had a lot of things going against him.
We're giving him what he wants. I'm not talking about him.
But as far as people connected to us from Tampa, we're like 0-2, so it's not really surprising. That's only a joke that makes sense if you know our business. But
anyway,
yeah.
Ryan.
Okay.
I'm going to try and pronounce Ryan's city name.
Go ahead.
City name?
Pecatonica.
That's pretty close.
I mean, it sounds like it's right down the road from.
Yep.
I don't really know.
Illinois, Pecatonica, Illinois, Ryan. So he saw a TikTok. I don't know what that is. Martin hunting with Jim Ronquest from RNT.
Oh, yeah.
Being part of Duck Commander and already getting to hunt with Phil and Si and the gang, what was it like to share the blind with another hunting legend, a legend like Jim? And wouldn't that be, he said it, he thinks it's neat because that he would be our competition.
He still heard cut him.
In call making and TV shows, but then y'all got together and still hunted together. So he just wanted.
See, here is the beauty, and I posted this on Instagram last night, a picture of me and Jimbo. Jimbo, well now, what he doesn't know, Jimbo now works for Drake Waterfowl, which is a clothing company. He doesn't work for R&T anymore. He still blows an R&T. But I looked over there at his lanyard, and I saw a Duck Commander original Reacher on there, too. So, careful. The devil is in the details, my friend. Now, that's an old – the Reacher is like one of the – probably the second or third call Phil ever made outside the wood. It was like one of his first forays into plastic. So, yeah. I mean, it's been around a long, long time. But here's the deal about duck hunting. So, yes, I hunted with Jimbo. Jimbo is a – dear friend of mine who I met early on working at Duck Commander. He would work the shows for R&T. Me and Goblin would work the shows a lot of time for Duck Commander. We always ended up at the same places. But one thing that I knew about Jim was I had watched him growing up on DVD and stuff like that. And Jim Ronquist on a cut down duck call is 97% mallard hen. He sounds just like a mallard hen. So I always aspired to sound like Jimbo on a duck call. Like, I mean, he's fantastic. Like, it's unbelievable. So it was really cool for me meeting somebody that I looked up to in this game that we call duck hunting in the business world. So it was really cool for me. I mean, I've known him for a while, but this is the first time I get to share a tree. I don't view Jim as competition. I view Jim as a brother. Even when he worked at R&T, I viewed him as a brother. I hunt with Rod Haydale almost every year. Haydale's game calls. On the business side, are we competition? Absolutely. On the human side, we're brothers and sisters. And I'm not worried about the business side. The business side take care of itself. The human side is what concerns me. So as long as I can keep getting together with brothers and sisters, look, I've hunted with a ton of small call company makers that are competition, but we're all after it for one thing.
We're all tied together with the same lanyard strings.
Ain't that the truth? And at the end of the day, as Jimbo would say, we're just a bunch of rednecks blowing on a duck whistle. It don't matter who we are.
Just a bunch of rednecks.
That's all we're doing. We're just a bunch of rednecks blowing on a duck whistle. And a passion for anything is even more fun when you're sharing it with other people who are passionate about it. Look, Jim has killed more mallard ducks than I'll probably ever kill. He lives in the best part of the world for killing mallard ducks. And that's fun. And that's awesome. But we sat there by the tree. We didn't talk business. We didn't talk. We talked family. We talked friends. We talked about how aggravating the mallards were that we were hunting. We only killed 12 of them. But, you know, I challenge anybody else with that little skill set to kill 12 of them things. It was tough. It was rough. So with that being said, and yes, I get to hunt with Phil, I get to hunt with Si, I get to hunt with Jason. They're all great in their own regard. Like, I mean, we all share the same thing. We're all on the same team, even though you can call us competitors or whatever you want to call us. So I think that is transferable to a lot of places of life. Like, yeah, Jim wears a different color camo than we do. Cool. I don't care. Neat. Is he selling camouflage? Absolutely. Does that mean people are looking at him and saying, I bet he hunts? Yep. I'm in. Does he wear different waders? Yep. Does he shoot a different gun? Yep. Different shell? Yep. Doesn't matter. We're all on the same team. And that is to teach more of y'all about it and show you how fun it is. So as long as we're doing our job, the rest of it take care of itself. But he is. He does a three-note lick on a mallard call. It is. The only thing I've ever heard do that same lick is a mallard hen. And it's just, kah, kah, kah. It's good. I ain't got much hair left back there and up there, but it make it stand up. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Competition's a weird thing, though, because you want your competition to do good, because that means more people are getting involved in what you sell.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny D. Jacob Wheeler.
A great.
Got a huge Academy logo on the side of his truck, side
of
his
boat.
Keep
fishing, sir.
Would you go fishing with him?
100%.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's the thing. And
competition makes you better.
Makes you better. And when the tides are high, all ships rise. And
amen.
Yeah. Do I compete with Academy? Sure. But do I want them getting kids out there fishing? I hope that if you got an Academy gift card in Monroe, Louisiana, you went and bought fishing stuff from them.
Yeah. There you go.
Then you can come buy stuff from me later. Because the marketplace for fishing and hunting is, we always say it's small, but it's actually really big. Mm-hmm. And there's enough there for Rich and Tone, Haydale's, Duck Commander, Academy, Honey Hole, Bass Pro, Toledo Tackle. We can all eat.
You name it. Now, one of my really good buddies that I grew up in the business with, Adam Davis, he started as the buyer at Max Prairie Wings, moved to the buyer at Bass Pro Shops. He now runs Buck Gardner Game Calls. I consider Adam a very good friend of mine. He is, instead of now being my customer, he's now a direct competitor. We still talk and are very good friends.
Very good friends.
That's just the way this thing goes. I mean, could I draw a line in the sand with all these people? Absolutely, I could. But how miserable would that be?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, you see all the football players after a game, baseball, all shaking hands and hugging each other. They just beat the snot out of each other for 60 minutes, and they get it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's more to life than that, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's way more to life.
And everybody can make a great living.
Yeah.
Especially if you all
grow the
only one
grow the entire sport.
And the only one we truly competing against is the evil one anyway. Mm-hmm. And our job is to whoop him every day.
There you go.
Now, that ain't one I'm comfortable bringing in my house. But anybody else that makes duck whistles, you come on by my house, I feed you.
Come on in. That's good stuff.
All right, what else we got?
I was ready.
Oh, give us one more.
One more.
We got a little time built in here.
One more. All right, Philip.
Old Phil.
He doesn't have a town. Loves the podcast, listening every day. Tough one here.
He's a traveler.
He works with family. Not a family business. Just happened to be in the same place for 3 years. Here's his question. How do I quit without hurting the family relationship and keep it professional? He's tired of working with somebody that he's related to. It's not a family business, but he needs to move on. But he doesn't want to sever the family relationship, but the work relationship, it's come time to sever that.
Oh, just get out of there. Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, how are they? I mean,
I don't think you got to be honest. That came out wrong.
Careful.
I don't think you got to be like, hey, man, I don't like working with you. But I think you just got to be honest with the part of, I don't like working here. I found something better.
Yeah.
If you don't have another job lined up,
well, it's just, hey, tell them, right, it's time for me to move on.
Time to spread my wings and go.
Yeah.
Spread his wings.
I want to learn something else besides what I've got here.
Yeah. Also, I'm tired of being around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. You ain't gotta say I'm tired of you.
It's no reason to hurt anybody's feelings.
No. And if you just go take another job, that shouldn't hurt their feelings. Yeah. I mean, they should be like, man, that's awesome. Another great opportunity.
Trying to better myself.
Yeah.
I think he's thinking too much into it. It'd be, if it was a family business, then it'd be a little different story.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just cousins that work together, and one of them.
Oh, yeah, deuces, player.
Yeah, one of them's like, hey, bro, I got to get.
Yeah, and I ain't talked to some of my cousins this Christmas. We'd be all right.
I didn't even talk to some of them then.
Yeah. Preach it. All right, now let's get out of here.
All right. Ephesians chapter 3. Where was I?
I give up.
Ephesians chapter 3.
There it was.
What verse?
Let's go with 12.
Verse 12, what?
In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Jesus Christ came. He died for you. 3 days later, he walked up out of that grave, paid the price for all of us. And because of that, we can approach God himself with confidence.
And if you can approach the good Lord with confidence,
there it is.
You shouldn't have no problem with a lady.
That's right.
There you go.
Get it, son.
You can walk in and say, this is who I am. I'm confident in that. If you don't like it, as Si said,
deuces, player.
You just missed out on the greatest opportunity of your life.
I'm going to eat a pizza.
Greatest thing in the world, me.
Yeah. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, let's go get a pedicure.
Let's go get a pedicure, boys.
I ain't going to pedicure.
Pedicure.